Digital Media Insider, Episode 4, November 9, 2006. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. This week, we explore a simple technique that can bring your music to life, tempo sync. The basic idea is to find the tempo of a song and then add rhythmic echoes. For example, here's a boring drum beat I made with GrooveLab, an online drum machine. Now I'll add a dotted eighth note echo with a digital delay effect. Notice how the echo starts to fill in the gaps and make the rhythm swing a bit. Next, we'll turn up the feedback, so we hear the echoes repeat a few times and then fade away. The boring drum beat is starting to come to life. If you know some music theory, you'll realize that a dotted eighth note is equivalent to 3/16th notes, or 3/4 of a beat in 4/4 time. If that's gobbledygook to you, don't worry. I lay it all out in my article, Sync and Grow Rich, at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Even better, most music software can calculate the tempo of a song for you and automatically set up synchronized echoes. Here's a little riff I made by holding down a single chord on an Ovation K-Station synthesizer. The keyboard's arpeggiator is triggering random notes in the chord, while the built-in echo automatically syncs to the tempo at dotted eighth notes. I also set the timbre of the notes to shift every 2 bars. You can also just turn on a delay effect and play along. For example, Stuart Copeland of The Police told me that he created some of his amazing rhythms by running his drums through synchronized echo effects.
With our first little bit of money, we went down to Manny's music store in New York City and bought all kinds of crap. I got me a Fender Stratocaster. I got a cool Roland amp, and I got this Roland delay unit, which was a tape. It was kind of a Roland copy of the Echoplex, but sitting there at the sound check that night, checking my drums, but I'm not the guitar player in the band, but I had the amp kind of there with my echo thing, and so I plugged a microphone into the amp and got this kind of delay thing going with the snare drum where I could get into like this weird rhythm with it, and we got kind of these cool rhythms going, bouncing back off my amp, and then we figured out a way of getting a feed from the Echoplex to the PA and having it come back clean through the monitor so I could get seriously into this stuff. And I had to figure out a foot switch so I could turn it off and on. And then I had to, we're beyond one sound check now. This is like a new hobby. And I've got to figure out a way of getting the tempo right for whatever song it's going to be in, because one of the techniques that I discovered was the dotted eighth note delay, which creates that dugga 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 sound. And for that to work, you actually have to be pretty exact with your BPM, which on the original Roland thing, it just had kind of a knob. You turn a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right. One day, digital delay lines appeared where you could just set the number, and it could be the same every night. You just go bang, and there's that number there. And in fact, I would almost use it as a metronome. I'd go bap, and I'd wait for the response. Bap, 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 bap. I'd figure out what the tempo's supposed to be. Almost made an honest man of me, tempo-wise.
Guitarists love the dotted eighth note delay as well. Once you learn to recognize it, you'll hear it on lots of songs, like this one by U2. Here's another dotted eighth note delay from Pink Floyd. Often, though, dotted eighth notes are just too swingy, and you'll want a more driving effect. In that case, a straight eighth note or quarter note echo works well, because it lines up with the beats instead of dancing in between. Listen to the quarter note echo on this vocal from a band called Shoofly, mixed by Doc Wiley.
Yeah.
Doc Wiley told us that song is lathered in Echo Boy processing. You can read more tips in our article, Doc Wiley, Master of the 30-Hour Album, at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Speaking of Echo Masters, here's a track by King Tubby, the Jamaican remixer who pioneered the dub style. Check out his signature feedback echoes on this version of Dave Brubeck's Take 5. Tempo synced effects also work well when used more subtly. Listen to how the gentle tremolo in this guitar lines up with the beat. That example was from Mark Nelson's review of the M-Audio Black Box, which you can read at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. The Black Box is a combination drum machine, guitar processor, and USB audio interface with extensive beat synced effects. Its groove technology comes from Roger Lynn's Adrenaline processor, and we were lucky enough to have Roger himself contribute a few audio examples. Here he plays simple power chords through the Black Box's filter sequence and overdrive effects. In the next example, Roger plays the random flanger effect, which changes the tone on every 16th note. The beauty of tempo-synchronized effects is that they invite you to play along. In this example, the Black Box's filter arpeggiator provides a rhythm while Roger plays simple, sustained notes and chords. Roger Lynn performing on the M-Audio Black Box. For more on the technology behind the Black Box, visit rogerlynndesign.com. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. Incidentally, I wrote this theme music using software that I learned about while editing articles for the site. See the show notes for links. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettino. Echo.